Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Thank you.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Top part of the Sabbath day. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. This is the day that Almighty El made, the top part of the Sabbath day, so Yahuwah be with you all. We're going to stroll down the international side and see who all joining us on the top part of the Sabbath day. Top part of the Sabbath day. Let's stroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode. Not an episode, but this is top part of the Sabbath day. So we'll put the series to the side because it's top part of the Sabbath day. Let's stroll on the international side and see how many countries have logged into this broadcast. This broadcast. All the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. All right. And what's flashing out of New York? How about a quick flash? What's flashing out of New York? New York. 106312. 106312. And what this memo is saying? Seer, are you going to talk some prophecy? I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, we know what you're going to do. You're going to cut me off when you get ready, but that's your prerogative. So we're going to stroll down on him, see if we can find the elder, Mr. Tibbs, and bring him in and get ready for another top part of the Sabbath. This is the day that Almighty have made. 195 international countries. What's flashing out of New York, 106312. Uh-huh. I hear you there, WCC. All right. So let's find the elder and bring him in. And remember one thing, following the broadcast, you will hear the elders if, you will hear anything pertaining to what they put on the table or whatever we have put on the table. Because all it is one body. So one thing about it, see, Ray, we're here for you to show you, thus says Yahuwah. This is the top part of Saturday, and Yahuwah be with you all. We're going to bring the elder in and let him take it from there. 195 international countries, 106312 is flashing on the international side. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, see, Ray.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, well, this is the top part of Sabbath day when the sun is setting down. So this is the beginning of the top part of Sabbath day. And one thing about it, Yahuwah got a lot of writing on the top part of Sabbath day. So whatever you got to say, you're on the clock, take your time. 195 international countries, 106312 is flashing on the international side, and you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like we have another glorious turnout of members that came to hear the words of Yahuwah, that number being 106,312 listeners. And that's a good thing, because we know we all came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And to see those things in the Bible that most of us can see and some can never find, and that's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, there's those out there that camouflage their evil teachings for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So, to help guide you through these dark times, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcasts of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the biblical books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found that what you sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath, we're in that now, which is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath, which is Saturday, temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we're also using a website address for the listening members. That website address is www.tribehdh.com. After you click on it, inside of the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your tribute to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar, which will keep you in tune with the feast days for you, your family, and your friends. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's tribehdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 on regular days, except for Friday. Today, this program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we're also on Pal Talk, where our story will continue. We're listed under ethnic groups, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yahuwah will also be working for your understanding. Online there to be To answer any questions on the discussed topics will be Elder Josiah, Elder Vista Tibbs, along with Seer Israel. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered. For you to follow the righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Pal Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. Now, when you call or try to win the Bump the Drums contest, don't forget, you'll be missing all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahweh's word. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right there, Brother Elder. Oh, I'll tell you something. That's what it's all about. All right, Elder, we'll catch you on the bottom plot of time for what's up. And I see all kind of notes on the table saying we got to hear some prophecy. We on stack the deck to hear some prophecy. So, I understand that what you all did, but they got a quote in the Quran saying behind that, but Yahweh is the best of the planners. You can plan what you want to plan, but we're going to do it the way we do it. Yahweh beat you there at Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan, and we're going to swing up to Sister G and bring her in and get something going on. Top part of Saturday. All the locations is open up. So let me tell you something. All the locations open up. Call for details, 224-600-5579, and see where you close to, but you can get in where you fit in at. And because one thing about it, Foxtail Air been lit and Curtain Air went up. And we'll leave it just like that. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister G. Israel, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh beat you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right there, Sister G. Israel. We see going to get something going on as Brother Yahdah spreading everything out. I think we can get us 2-3 in there. I don't know. We'll see. But how about kicking out with a little loop? Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get a little loop going on there, Sister G. Israel.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. But this is the top part of the Sabbath day, and we'll see if we get something going on. And, pass me that verse again, that brother y'all got, Israel.
Zechariah 9, verse number 17.
All right. We open up in 9:17 now. Sister G. Israel. Thank you, that brother y'all got, Israel. 9:17 of Zechariah. We can open up at 9:17 of the book of Zechariah. That's where you want to open up. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 17. Then we'll get something going on. After we hear what Zechariah 9:17 says.
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 17. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids.
Say it again, Brother Yahdah Israel.
Yeah, I thought it was
Zechariah 9. Yeah, I know that's one of them, but I want to hear the one tell you that what it represents.
Yeah.
I want to hear. I'll try. We'll get back on that later.
But I want to hear what is representing that, Brother Yahdai Israel. You know that. You know that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Like I said again, we didn't write nothing down. We heard it in grand style, and we went over about 2-3 times yesterday. So we know somebody in class heard that statement and helped the old seer out on exactly what that old corn is for. Let's go to Jubilee chapter 2, verse 17. Let's pick it right there, Sister G. We're going to Jubilee chapter 2, verse 17. We'll read down to verse 33. And by that time, maybe Brother Yahdai Israel will find out what I need. But I do want to kind of touch on that because he got a lot of things on the table. I won't touch on that again. We heard it. We heard it in grand style. But we ain't going to say too much about it. But we will talk about 217. What did 217 say? You're on the clock. Take it on to verse 33. Sister G, Israel, C. Royer, come on.
Jubilees, chapter 2, verses 17 to 33.
Yeah, I think it's 33 or 34, somewhere in that area.
Let me make sure I'm in the right place. Nope. Jubilees, chapter 2, verse 17. He gave us a great sign, the Sabbath day, that we should work 6 days, but keep Sabbath on the seventh day from all work. 18. All the ministering spirits of the presence of Yahuwah and all of the ministering spirits of sanctification, these two great types of ministering spirits, he has told to tell us to keep the Sabbath with him in heaven and on earth. 19. And he said to us, look, I will separate to myself a people from among all of the people, and these shall keep the Sabbath day, and I will sanctify them to myself as my people, and will bless them, as I have sanctified the Sabbath day, and do sanctify it to myself. Even so will I bless them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Yahuwah. 20. I have chosen the offspring of Israel from among all that have seen, that I have seen, and have written him down as my firstborn son, and have sanctified him to myself forever and ever. And I will teach them the Sabbath day, that they may keep Sabbath on it from all work. 21. He created in it a sign in accordance with which they should keep Sabbath with us on the seventh day, to eat and to drink, and to bless him who has created all things as he has blessed and sanctified to himself a particular, exclusive people above all peoples, and that they should keep Sabbath together with us. 22. He caused his commands to rise up as a sweet odor, acceptable before him all the days. 23. There were 22 heads of mankind from Adam to Israel, and 22 kinds of work were made until the seventh day. This is blessed and righteous, and the former also is blessed and righteous. And this one serves with that one for sanctification and blessing. 24. Israel and his offspring was granted that they should always be the blessed and righteous ones of the first testimony and Torah instruction, even as he has sanctified and blessed the Sabbath day on the seventh day. 25. He created heaven and earth and everything that he created in 6 days, and Yahuwah made the seventh day righteous for all his works. Therefore, he commanded on its behalf that whoever does any work on it shall die, and that he who devours it shall surely die. 26. Because of this, command the children of Israel to observe this day, that they may keep it righteous, and not do on it any work, and not to defile it, as it is more righteous than all other days. 27. And whosoever profanes it shall surely die, and whosoever does any work on it shall surely die eternally, that the children of Israel may observe this day throughout their generations, and not be rooted out of the land, for it is a righteous and blessed day. 28. Everyone who observes it and keeps Sabbath on it from all his work will be righteous and blessed throughout all days, as we are blessed. 29. Declare and say to the children of Israel the Torah instruction of this, that they should keep Sabbath on it, and that they should not forsake it in the error of their minds, and that it is Torah instruction to do any work on it which is not suitable, to do their own pleasure on it, and that they should not prepare anything to be eaten or drunk on it, and that it is not according to Torah instructions to draw water or bring in or take out through their gates any burden which they had not prepared for themselves on the sixth day in their dwellings. 30. They shall not bring or take anything from house to house on that day, for that day is more righteous and blessed than any Jubilee day of the Jubilees. On this we kept Sabbath in the heavens before it was made known to any flesh to keep Sabbath on the earth. 31. The Creator of all things blessed it, but he did not sanctify all people and nations to keep Sabbath, but Israel alone. Them alone he permitted to eat and drink and to keep Sabbath on the earth. 32. And the Creator of all things blessed this day, which he has created for blessing and righteousness and honor above all days. 33. This Torah instruction and testimony was given to the children of Israel as a Torah instruction forever to their generations.
That's big talking. And Marie, that's big talking, ain't it? That's great, big tall talking. Back up and read verse 28, 30, 32, and 33 again. That's some great big tall talking. We ran back listening to all that, and I've been doggone. And one thing about it, all six locations is open. 224-600-5579. Do you hear what this man said? He's talking to Moses. Moses is doing this Jubilee. He's telling Moses some tall talk. Jubilee chapter 2, verse 28. Skip down to verse 30, 32, and 33. One more time, that's what the G gets read. That's excellent reading that you just brought. You need to hear that one more time. Verse 28.
30. Okay. I made you whole. Now go and sin no more. Jubilees, chapter 2, verse 28, 32 through 33. Jubilees, chapter 2, verse 28. Everyone who observes it and keeps Sabbath on it from all his work will be righteous and blessed throughout all days as we are blessed. 30. They shall not bring or take anything from house to house on that day, for that day is more righteous and blessed than any Jubilee day of the Jubilees. On this we kept Sabbath in the heavens before it was made known to any flesh to keep Sabbath on the earth. 32. And the Creator of all things blessed this day, which he had created for blessing and righteousness and honor above all days. 33. this Torah instruction and testimony was given to the children of Israel as Torah instruction forever to their generation.
Excellent. So now we're clear that this Sabbath day is a big thing, and there's no need of the children of Israel arguing with any of the other 17 nations, because whether they keep the day or not, it's hard for them to tell you that. Well, we keep Sunday because it wasn't given to us, but you know that pride, they would never say that. But the bottom line is the other nations do not have to keep the Sabbath day. It wasn't given to them to keep the Sabbath day. He gave the Sabbath day for the children of the 12 tribes of Israel alone. So the reason why they is not going to contest against you, because then you're going to mess around, they're going to mess around, let the cat out the bag, and say you are the children of Israel, and they are of the 17 nations. So it's no need of us having debate about what day the Sabbath day is. Because first of all, other nations was never given the Sabbath day to keep. So when you don't keep the Sabbath day, evidently, that means you are basically another nation. Because the ones of the 12 tribes, it was given to them to keep it, to be a sign. And matter of fact, And what it were in Ezekiel, matter of fact, let's go to Moses. Now Moses had all that going on. Let's run to the 31st chapter of Exodus, that Sister G Israel. We're going to 31 and pick up at 12-18. So we're gonna see what's going on 12-18. 12-18.
Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 18. Exodus chapter 31, verse 12. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, 13, speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbath you shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahuwah that does sanctify you. 14. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 15. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to Yahuwah. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. 16. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath and keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahuwah the Son made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of Yahuwah.
For Yahuwah signed that day. So now we know, we're clear what Moses is rehearsing. He's rehearsing what was said out of the book of Jubilee. See, Moses was given all his information to tell the children of Israel all this information about, remember, you pass on the sign between Yahuwah and you, 12 tribes, will be you keeping the Sabbath day. That's the sign. So if you can be Israel, but if you have a sign, the sign is when you keep
the Sabbath day. There go your sign right there. So there go your sign is keep the Sabbath day. Now let's go to the 20th chapter. And who's supposed to always remind you about these Sabbath days? We go on to Ezekiel chapter 20 and pick up at verse number 4. 4 and 5. Listen real good what he says. And 4 and 5. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4 and 5. Sister G. Israel, come on.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 4 through 5. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. 5. And say unto them, thus saith Yahuwah, in the days when I chose Israel and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the nation of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of Mizraim, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So he says, will you judge him, son of man? See, there is a death in Israel. See, when Yahuwah puts them on the table, that's how he operates. Will you judge him, son of man? So the further, the closer you can get to Yahuwah is through exactly his protocol. He just said, will you do the judging, son of man? You get to the children of Israel, so he has to make a stop off where the elders at. So now back up to Ezekiel chapter 3. And let's see exactly what he's saying. Ezekiel chapter 3, so the seer must get to the elders after he received the message that Yahweh gave to get to the children of Israel. That's how it operates, they right. Anytime you overlook the way the protocol, you lose. The good second one is by going to Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. And we'll pick it up at verse number 4. Let's look at 4 down to verse 7. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 4 to 7. Back on the clock, Sister G. Israel, come on.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 4 through 7.
Yes.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 4. And he said unto me, son of man, go, get you unto the nation of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. 5. For you are not sent to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the nation of Israel. 6. Not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words you can not understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have hearkened unto you. 7. But the nation of Israel will not hearken unto you, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the nation of Israel are impudent and hard-headed.
So regardless about what's on the table, we understand from the children of Israel is an impudent and a hard-headed people. They're going to be just like that. They had a game called that you get against the wall in the pro league you back in the day. In the flow league, until that flow drop off money, that's when you'll know this thing for real. Regardless how we play it, tell you, your time gonna run out. But it's just like you pace against the wall. What's the name of that? Who remember that thing you at Fun Town of you get against the wall, get a flow league? Did anybody remember that? You don't know nothing about it? Did anybody remember that?
You get on the wall.
The carnival is spinning around in a circle, and it tilts round and around faster and faster, and there's no floor. You're up against the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, Sister G. Listen, no brother, y'all got to my yellow before it's time. No, yeah. Listen, that machine, you spin round and round and round, then as fast as spin, then the flow leaves you. And that's when you know it ain't no more floor, you're on against the wall. And that's the same thing going to happen to the children of Israel. Until they find this thing is more than for real, they're going to sit there and think they got another day to do the 12 verse 3.
Tilt a wheel. It's tilt the wheel.
Say what again for me?
Tilt a wheel.
What was the name?
Tilt a wheel.
Tilt the wheel. Oh, tilt the wheel. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Tilt the wheel. You get against the wall, that thing starts spinning, then the flow all of a sudden leaves you. You remember that Mother Eve? You ever talk about it? I recall once upon a time being on that wall, and all of a sudden that flow left out. You remember when they had a Fun Town? They had Fun Town. It was called Fun Town back in the day. Yeah, Fun Town. And then that thing spin around, and all of a sudden you be against the wall, then the flow be gone. Then you know, this thing for real. I'm against the wall. There ain't no flow. And that same thing gonna happen with the children of Israel. Although we come humble to tell you one thing, if you want to do the sign of Yahweh, the sign is the Sabbath day. That's the sign. Let's run to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10 through 12. Let's hear it again. Ezekiel chapter 20, Israel 10 through 12, 19 and 20. See, Yahweh got a sign, and he always sends his anointed one. Start with the seer, and he find the elders, and the elders find the fathers find the mothers, and they get to the church. We must keep the Sabbath day.
Yes.
That's what he tells you. Let's see what he say in verse 10, Ezekiel 20, 10 down to verse 12, 19 and 20. What does it say there, Sister G. Israel?
Ezekiel chapter 20. Verses 10 through 12 and 19 through 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Mizraim, polluted Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. 11. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. 12. Moreover also, I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctify them. 19. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. 20, and hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am your Yahweh.
All the way you know that he is your Yahweh if you keep the Sabbath day. That's the only way he knows you is knowing that he's your Yahweh and he responds back to you. It starts with the Sabbath day. Let's go to St. John 5:24 there, Sister G. Israel. We're going to St. John 5:24 and see what he says. St. John 5:24.
John, chapter 5. John. Chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has even has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Read that again, Sister Israel.
John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life.
So if you believe in the Son's words, you won't come into what's that word again, Sister G?
Condemnation.
And you'll pass from what to what? What would you pass to from what to what?
But is passed from death unto life.
You are passed from death. So if you don't believe in his words, you got a death sentence over your head. Now once you believe in his word, then you come to life. Let's see if we preach up a little bit of that and make some more understanding out of that. Let's go to St. John 3:16, down to verse 18. Let's see if we get some understanding out of what you just got through reading now, Sister G, by doing a little precepting. Let's go to St. John 3:16 through 18.
John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
And 18.
John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18.
Yes, ma'am.
For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17. For Yahweh the Father sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh the Father.
Read verse 18 again. Verse 18 one more time, from G Israel.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh the Father.
So if you don't believe in him, you're condemned already. Now come back to 5:24 again. So if you don't believe it, you don't believe in him, and who is him that you don't believe in? Now we're going back to find who is the him that you don't believe in. St. John 5:24. That's a pretty big verse there, Sister G. Israel. So he said, you don't believe in him, you condemned already. Now, who is to him? Verse 24.
John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Oh, condemnation and condemned is one and the same. So if you don't believe in his word, you condemn. And the man, bottom line, he's going to kill you. That's what the man's saying. If you don't believe in his word, and what he brought you was the Father's word, if you don't believe in his word, then you condemned already, and the man going to kill you. Now, we got to find out when will he start killing you. Let's see if we find out that. Let's go to Luke 13. See, we can find out everything. The Bible is by hearing the storyline.
So when would a death kick in? I mean, an eternal death. I thought you might be dead before this happens, but let's find out when would death kick in permanent. We go on to Luke 13, and he's going to tell you something. Let's see him tell you in verse 24, down to verse 28. So we're going to find out and see, we let the Bible dictate exactly what's going to happen. See, the one that anointed job is to tell you exactly what this man's saying. But what happened, give me a verse, give me 4:16 of Galatians. Give me a verse real quick. Before we read the 13th chapter, 24 to 29, Mother G.F. Israel, give me a verse. Give me 4:16 of Galatians. Galatians 4:16. Let me hear that verse. Galatians 4:16.
Galatians 4:16. Am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth.
See, we tell you the truth. Because he's the son of man. Would you judge them? He was telling son of man, get to your people of Israel. So that was an order from Yahweh to tell you what he's saying. The closer you're going to get to what he's saying is through his messenger, the ones that is anointed to bring the message. That's the closer you can get it. So all that about, I'm waiting on him to tell me something. Now it don't go like that. He told son of man, would you judge him, son of man?
Yeah.
And then son of man have to go do something, motherly. The son of man has to go do something right away. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 16, what does son of man do, motherly? What does son of man have to do? He said, son of man, would you judge him? The first thing he had to do after he heard the message is do what? And Mother Z had me 27 verse 1 of Deuteronomy's waiting on me. So let me show you how it goes. Through the Spirit of Yahweh, how he operates. What did it say that Mother E in 3:16? 3:16.
Chapter 3, verse 16.
And it comes to pass at the end of 7 days. Glory. You read Ezekiel 3. Ezekiel 3, pick it up verse 16. Well, make it thank you there, Mother Z. Thanks for helping me out. 3:16 of Exodus. Make it Exodus. Thank you. 3:16 of Exodus. So we tell you exactly what this man's saying. Because one thing about it, you want to always keep your 3:24, that sweet sleep from Yahweh. So when he tell you, go and tell him what I'm saying, regardless about how your feelings might be, we want to make sure we keep us some 3:24, some sweet sleep. So we're going to tell you. What did he say there, Mother Eve?
So
the
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15.
You know what he say?
Go and gather the elders of Israel.
Oh.
And say unto them,
oh.
Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham,
yes.
Of Isaac,
yes.
And of Israel,
yes.
Appeared unto
you,
saying, I have surely
given
it to you, and seeing that which is done unto you, and
you see that? You see that? So when Moses got the word, he had to go immediately go find elders and tell him exactly what he had to say. And then what happened now, Moses? In 27 verse 1. And what happened next in Deuteronomy 27 1?
Deuteronomy chapter 27.
Yeah, what happened in 27 1?
Instructions which I command you to say.
Marie?
Very plain.
Go get the elders and tell. Look at talk very plain to them. Keep the Torah instructions. So once the seal got it, he passed it down and told the elders, listen, tell the people to keep the Sabbath day very plain.
Yeah.
Keep this man's Sabbath day. Come on, mother. Come on, sister. What we got in 24 to 28? Luke chapter 13. 24 down to verse 28. Listen good.
Luke chapter 13, verses 24 through 28. Luke chapter 13, verse 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gates. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. 25. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. 26. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in your presence, and you have taught in our streets. 27. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Sin. 28. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Israel and all the seers be in the kingdom of Yahweh, and you yourselves are thrust out.
That's why you come on in, Jesus, let's go to the 25th chapter of Matthew. So you see the man saying, oh, I know his name. Okay, good. All right. You know his name. And we packing the network. Yes, good. So he said in 25th chapter of Matthew, I pick it up at 25, and we'll pick it around by verse number 11. 11 down to 14. Let's read Matthew 25, 11 to 14. Let's see what happens.
Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verses 11 through 14. Matthew chapter 25, verse 11. Afterward came also all the other virgins, saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. 15. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another two, and to another one.
That's 14.
Oh, 14.
So he's telling you, you know not when Yahweh comes. They telling you to watch. You say, because you don't know when Yahweh coming. So it's telling you and how you watch by being a 122 verse 1 of Psalms. See, you watch, you know that game called the Music of Cherubs. You might be 10 cherubs, but 11 or 12 people. And when the music stops or when the flow leaves out from you, somebody ain't going to get up to sit down. So we telling you to watch, and this is how you watch. 122 verse 1 of Psalms. How you watch there? 15, how you watching? 122, verse 1.
Psalm chapter 122, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm.
Come on. How do you watch?
Chapter 100, verse 1 reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the of Yahuwah.
See, so when a Sabbath day comes, you will be glad to say, you hear that, Marie? You will be glad. Let me get to the temple of Yahuwah. What will David say is in 73:17. So you will be glad when it's time for the Sabbath day. Because you will be caught at the Sabbath day class, then caught, then caught. Give me a, help me out there, Mother D. up Israel. Give me 12 verse 3 of the regular book of Ecclesiastes. So you don't want to be caught this kind of way. Regular book of Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3. You don't want to be caught this kind of way. So you want to be, glad to say, let's get to the temple of Yahuwah. You don't want to be caught with Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3 out of the regular book. What did it say that, Mother? D of Israel. Chapter 12, verse 3. What did it say?
Chapter
12,
verse
3. What did it say in
12,
verse
3? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3.
What did it say?
In the day when the people of the temple shall tremble.
Yeah.
And the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinder cease because they are few.
Yeah.
And those that look out of the window.
Those that look out the window.
Be darkened.
They're gonna be darkened. See, the one is gonna be caught looking out that window. They'll be looking out that window when Yahweh will show up on you. He's gonna catch you looking out the window. And you're going to be darkened. That means you're going to have a big belly full of Satan the devil on you. Because remember what he tell you. He made it plain. Mother E, he made it plain in Sirach 6:2. He made it plain. What did he say in 6:2? Sirach 6:2. He's making it plain now. Sirach chapter 6, verse 2. See, you don't want to be the one that sitting there on the internet just looking out the window. Here come over. Here come that big black man with some big black feet showing up. And you caught looking out the window. What does it say in Sirach 6:2? Yeah, what does it say?
See,
you can get yourself caught in the counsel of your own mind. He said, exalt not yourself. Don't think that you can do your own mind thing. He's going to tell you what's going to happen when you got this own mind thing. You can play Russian roulette with Yahweh, what he got on the table for Israel. Go ahead. You say your what's going to be torn in pieces? Yeah. He'll tear you in pieces. Come on. Go ahead. That's good. That's good. So don't be caught alone looking out your window as a bull caught in the net, because he's going to tear you in pieces. See, I think an Animal Kingdom or something. I even seen the foxes. The eagle was laying way in the wing. I didn't even know that. A fox got out of the pack. A fox got out the pack.
Yeah.
You mean, and that eagle came right down and would let him straight along. A fox and tore him a new one and tuck him up in high and dropped him down. So you see, you don't want to be, with all the education you got, being a bull or a fox alone. So just as he get the sheep alone, the eagle got the fox alone. And that fox got out there and got all out there and left the pack. And the eagle came and got him. I mean, flat out, done him a job. Hold him on his neck with that paw, He was trying to bark and bite and scratch. And he took him half in hell. And I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to let you drop down. I'm going to see how much barking and scratching you going to do once you hit this mountain. So what we're trying to tell you, see, Roy, you're not keeping the Sabbath day unless you do it the way Yahweh tell you to do it. Now, hold that thought where you had come on in, Sister G, back up to Psalm chapter 50. Hold where you at for a minute. I'm going to show you what Yahweh got in the 50th chapter. In the 50th chapter, he got a profound statement, man, in the 50th chapter. Psalm chapter 50, this is what he says. So we got to hear that again. And 50, verse 22. Literally says in 50:22 of Psalms.
Psalm chapter 50, verse 22. Now consider this, yet that forget you that forget Yahweh, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver.
The man said, if you get Yahweh, he going to tear you in pieces, and ain't nobody going to deliver you. So now I understand this verse in 2 Maccabees. Now I understand 2 Maccabees chapter 16:11. Now I understand what was going on now. 2 Maccabees, and we'll close out with this, Sister G. Now I understand this verse right here. I was wondering about this verse, and now Yahweh have enlightened my eyes about 16:11. 2 Maccabees 16:11. He took me all the way around. I heard the verse, but I was thinking like the world be thinking that you can sit in the privacy of your own thing. You ain't got to gather together and keep the Sabbath day. Well, I keep the Sabbath day with me and mine, yeah? Then all of a sudden, he showed me the verse of 2 Maccabees 16:11, and we just got to get the precept of it just then. Now, what it said in 16:11? Now I see what she was doing. 16:11, is that what I want, Brother Yahshua Israel, 16:11?
1 Maccabees?
Yeah, what verse did I want? Come on, help me out now. You see those seals stacking? He's coming all around. So now, I'm looking for, you sure they ain't stacking Maccabees 16:11? Read it anyway, Mr. G. Israel.
There's no 2 Maccabees 16. There's no 2 Maccabees 16. Oh. So, 1 Maccabees?
All right. Well, you'll try 1 Maccabees then. I'm looking for, yeah, okay, but 1 Maccabees, maybe, somebody help me out. You see, I'm struggling right now. I'm struggling big time. But I want to hear that precept because I was wondering why this woman right here, read it away, and we'll see how it like.
Well, that's about it. It's about science.
1 Maccabees 16. What is 16:11? Help me out.
Okay.
We ain't got
nothing on these. Maccabees, 1 Maccabees, chapter 16, verse 11. Moreover, this, I don't think this is what you want. 1 Maccabees 16:11. Moreover, the land of Judah in peace. Ptolemy, the son of Abiathar, made the captain, and he had abundance of silver and gold.
I don't know why I'm blowing it right now. Who in class will have pulled me out of that? Now, you know, I know, but we talked about it even last night. We even talked about it last night. We don't got to ask me now. So who's going to help me out in that Maccabees? I don't want to tell you what the woman was doing, but we won't know what the woman was doing. 60 left. Thank you, Brother Yahshua Israel. There you go. See, that's what I like. I like talk like that. 60-11. That's what I like. I like talk like that. If not, when those seals get caught up, that let me know who's studying, who writing those down. 60-11. Look what it says in 60-11. Now I can understand this in 60-11. Now I can understand this woman now. From all we have read from Jubilees to now, and we found out that Yahweh going to tear you to pieces if you ain't got it Saturday right. Now I see in Zephaniah 2:1, gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. So now I can see it all unfold like a picture. Now I can paint that picture. 6:11, what it say?
2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 11.
Let me write that down.
Second Maccabees chapter 6 verse 11. And others that had run together into caves nearby to keep the Sabbath day secretly, discovered.
Hold on for a minute. Take your time with that. What did they do? Now they was already at home. They was already at home on the Sabbath day now. So it is all right to stay at home and keep the Sabbath day. Look what they were doing again. Give me that one line. I want to take that one line across. Give me that one line. What did it say, that one line?
And others that had run together into caves nearby.
They ran together in caves. They ran together in caves. That means they was already home.
Yeah.
They left they home and ran together in caves. Go ahead.
Nearby. To keep the Sabbath day
nearby.
Secretly.
Being
Sabbath discovered day. To Philip were all burnt together. Because they made a conscience to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day. 6:12. Now I beseech those that read this book that they
discouraged. Time. What did, matter of fact, see, break that down for me, what happened at verse 11. Break that down because they was already at home. They was already at home. What did they do again at verse 11? So they already was at home. What? Break that verse down. Paint that picture, Sister G. Israel, in verse 11.
And others that run together into caves nearby. So they went to hide nearby in caves to do the Sabbath, to keep the Sabbath secretly. They thought they were hidden, but they were discovered to Philip. Were all burnt together. So they were burned up. They set them on fire because they made a conscience to help themselves. So they wanted to be obedient to Yahuwah to do the Sabbath day in a hidden place, but they were discovered and set on fire for the honor of the most sacred day.
But why didn't they stay at home and keep the Sabbath day? They was already at home. They was already
together.
At home.
They ran together.
Oh.
They came
so they ran together. They came together, and they say it was a cave. We think we can go hide out and keep the Sabbath day. They put their life on the line, and they had them pass the, let's go in this cave, and let's keep the Sabbath day. Although we might get killed, burnt up, or whatever, we know the cave nearby. Let's go gather there. You see what's going on here? So the Sabbath Sabbath day, but why they keep it at their own private seat and look out the window? Because they know it don't work like that. They know it don't work like that. So they'd rather put their life on the line to get to the gathering to keep the most righteous day. Now read 11 down to verse 17 in closing statement. Now we can read 11 down to verse 17 and watch this Bible speak for itself. Verse 11 to 17 in closing statement, excellent again to the G Israel. So we can plainly, you got to leave where you're at and get to the gathering to be penciled in for the Sabbath day. That's how it works. Come on.
Second to Maccabees, the chapter 6, verses 11 through 17, and others had run together into caves nearby to keep the Sabbath secretly, being discovered to Philip, were all burnt together, because they made a conscience to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day. 12. Now I beseech those that read this book that they be not discouraged for these calamities, but that they judge those punishments not to be for destruction, but for a chastening of other nations. 13. For it is a token of his great goodness when wicked doers are not suffered any long time, but forthwith punished. 14. For not as with other nations, whom Yahuwah patiently forbeareth to punish, till they be come to the fullness of their sins, so dealeth he with us. 15. Lest that, being come to the height of sin, afterwards he should take vengeance of us. 16. And therefore he never withdraws his mercy from us. And though he punish with adversity, yet does he never forsake his people. 17. But let this that we have spoken be for a warning unto us. And now will we come to the declaring of the matter in few words.
So that's a bridge. Otherwise, he broke it down, so that's called a bridge. Leave it like that. Excellent. Now, the man is telling you plainly, understand what the people went through. You're going to have to go through something. You're going through this thing called, what do you think about a COVID-19, 21, 21, 22? Y'all got to know about all that. But he untold you some things. See what happens right there? They'd rather die together by keeping the Sabbath day, knowing they're going to be raised. And those that put that punishment on them, he said, they will be woke up and punished sick time. So it's your choice. You do what the man's saying and catch that death, or do it the way you're doing it right now, looking out the window and catch that death. It's up to you. Sister G. Israel, ask on your part. I'm about to close the statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And that slide that we were talking about is actually called the Rotor Ride. And it says, and I'm reading an excerpt from an article, and they actually have video evidence and pictures from this Rotor Ride. And I can't believe that I ever got on this ride. But it says that most of the original Rotor Rides met their demise in some fashion or another, scrapped or rethemed to attract new generation of riders. The one in Coney Island was removed after a terrible accident in 1995 that injured 13 people when the metal straps holding the barrel together snapped. The nightmare contraption split open, hurling terrified riders throughout the air, tossing them like dolls, and severing one woman's legs. The name of this article is called The Spinning Human Blender Looks Like a Very Bad Idea by Messy Nessie from 2016. It's just funny how, you know, that it's a ride that spins you around in a circle and removes the floor so you have no foundation to stand on, and yet you trust in a faulty foundation that is taken away from you and not in your common sense in just the world, but in how to navigate that. And to hold to Yahuwah, I behoove people to stay out of these camps that's not telling you the say of Yahuwah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And, you know, I remember people that, and now it came back to me plainly, I didn't never get on it. But I definitely remember looking at it at the carnival, people spinning all around in the flow lever. I said, no, see, this man live dangerous. This man loves to see, he do bungee jumping and jumping all over places and land on, hope to land in the water, to land on top of a mountain. So they believe in that danger stuff. But the King of Terror will show you the real danger in time to come. So, Exodus G. Israel, and I definitely remember peeping at the flow, leaving people and plastered against the wall. And like you said, a whole lot of people lost. They got a big suit against them probably to this day. Because they love that danger stuff. Just the people love that danger stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Sinners of Esau love that danger stuff. Have rise and take you up all the way up in the air, and that you come straight down. Well, your stomach be gone and everything be happening. Well, we'll leave that alone. Ask him again from G. Israel. We're going to bring the L in for his closing thoughts, and we'll come on to the lead teacher, and we'll wrap back and ride shotgun for the rest of the week. All right. Ask him from G. Israel. So, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, we know you know something about that get against the wall and the flow leaving you, so we know you know all about all that. But we're going to bring you in for your closing on the top five of Saturday. You're on the clock. Elder, Jeffs, you're on the clock. Come on. What you saying, WCC? See, you didn't talk nothing about no... Mr. Tills is on silent. Well, if your radio station, you do what you want to do. We got all about some, end time prophecy. We'll take care of that another time. So you do it, you gonna cut him off? That's your prerogative. All right. So we'll catch you a little bit again, Elder. We'll catch you probably on the other broadcast. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, the lead teacher come out of Cap 1, Brother Yahdai Israel. Y'all pop future that I see right.
Well, bless you,
Israel.
I see
you,
Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your show to the, I'm to the end. Here it comes.
Yeah. Well, we in another Yahuwah Saturday. Once again, this is Yahuwah doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We got thing that Yahuwah have instructed us to do. Let me read one scripture, Father, before we even get up and look. It popped in my head, so I guess it must be Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24. The Israel seed royal. The Proverbs 24. Let's look at 10 through 14. Let's see what we got on the table here, Mother. Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 10 through 14.
Chapter
24, verse 10, 14.
Mm-hmm. Verse
10. Yes, ma'am.
If I find it in that, in the day of
adversity. Now, he say if you faint, right, mm-hmm. You may just fall out, right? If you faint in the day of adversity, what about it?
That strength is small.
He say you got what kind of strength?
Small.
Your strength is small. Come on.
That's the devil.
Uh-huh.
And therefore bear to deliver them that are drawn unto death,
mm-hmm.
And those that are ready to be slain.
In other words, Yahweh say, I got something I want you to take care of, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say, but if you faint in a day of adversity, if you just
mm-hmm.
fall out, right? See, your strength is small. Come on. Yes, ma'am.
And thus said, behold, we know it not.
Well, I didn't know. What about it?
Do not he that
under it
design consider it?
He said, now if you say, well, I don't know, right? Now the one that pondereth the mind, he said, you don't think he knows? Come on.
And he that keepeth the life,
mm-hmm.
do not he know it.
Good.
And shall not he
render
to every man according to his word?
So he say he's going to render to every man and woman according to their work. You're going to get what you put in is what you're going to get out, right?
Hallelujah.
Verse 13.
And as the seer read in that book of Luke, he got a set time where he's going to judge the quick and the dead, right?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
My son, eat some honey.
He said, my son, my daughter, eat some honey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Because it is good.
Mm-hmm.
And the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste.
Verse 14.
14.
Go ahead.
So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto you.
So he said this.
Your soul.
So he said, just like that honey is good to you.
Take a time, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The wisdom, the instructions of Yahweh got to be sweet too, right?
Not on Yahweh.
Come on.
When thine has found it,
mm-hmm.
then there shall be a reward. And they...
Your expectation.
And your expectation shall not be cut off.
Yahweh said he's going to judge every man and woman. He's going to render to every man and woman according to their works, right? Let's write to that Luke, Mother the Israel seed, right?
Call him last verse out there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
It was Proverbs 24, verse 10 through 14.
Hallelujah.
Let's see about that Luke chapter 12, Mother Z. Let's get us some Luke on the table, cause that we can't venture too far down the road without
Luke.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother Z, Israel, see you, Roy.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
We at BOTTY, Mother Z, we believe that.
That's right.
There's no doubt about it.
That's right.
We are, we have tried us with Yahweh, right?
That's right.
And we know. Let's write to that Isaiah, Mother Israel, see you right quick. Let's see if I can pull out something in Isaiah chapter 2. Let's see that verse number 18 through 20. Mother E. Israel of Theroy, Isaiah chapter, maybe that's chapter 1. Verse number 18 through 20. Mother E. Israel of Theroy.
Isaiah chapter 1.
Certain of the
synagogue to do the temple,
mm-hmm.
which is called the synagogue of the Libertier.
And for Ren
Shreve and Alexander and Lydia and Anthony
and Asia. So he said it was Paul put that statement in the book of Acts chapter 9, mother dear of Israel, see Roy. Let's take it back to verse number 4:4-6. Look at Acts chapter 8. Mother dear of Israel, see Roy. Acts chapter 9, verse 4-6.
My fault.
Acts chapter 9, 4-6. That glass over at 8.
Thy mouth,
uh-huh.
His mouth,
mm-hmm.
and will
going to teach you how to take care of this business, right? Verse 16, come on.
Between Yahweh the Father, it's somebody in between that
He is the only one that can get that close to the Father. Let's go back to that 1 Corinthians. Mother's being real seed, right? 1 Corinthians 3, 6 through 9. Let's pick it up at verse number 7 through 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 7 to 9, Mother C. Israel C. Roy.
1 Corinthians 3:7-9. Verse 7. Uh-huh. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but Yahweh the Son that giveth the increase.
So the only way you'll get increase is through Yahweh the Son, right? Verse number 8, come on.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Now he that planted and he that watered one.
So our goal is the same, right? We're working for the same thing. Our desire is that, let's read that Mother D. F. Israel. Let's see what we put in work for around here. Run to the book of Romans 10, verse number 1, 2 and 3. Mother D. F. Israel, let's see where you. Romans 10, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what is our agenda around here, Mother D. F.
Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Brothers, my desire and prayer to Yahweh for Israel that they might be saved.
The thing is all about regathering the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahweh.
Oh, yeah. You can catch them on the first day of the week. They be dancing and singing up a stone, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But not according to the knowledge.
But they don't open up the book on the first day of the week. Verse 3.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
For they being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahweh.
We got to do this thing according to the way Yahweh has been written in the Torah instructions, the first five books, right? We got to come up with our own way to take care of this thing. We gotta do it according to what's written, as he said in the book of Exodus, Mother Eve. Exodus 34, verse 27. What did Yahweh say to Moses in Exodus 34, verse number 27, Mother Eve, Israel, see, Roy? What did he say to Moses in Exodus 34, verse 27, Mother E. What did he read?
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
What did he say?
Right?
To write you these words, go ahead.
After the dinner of these words, I have made a covenant with the people and with Israel.
And now it's according to these words. I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Exodus chapter 19, Mother the Israel, verse number 8. Let's see how they responded to it. When Moses brought back the information from the Most High Yahweh, the Son, right? Let's see how they dealt with it in Exodus 19, verse 8. What did our forefathers and mothers say? Exodus chapter 19, verse 8. What did they answer when Moses brought back the instructions? What did they say in Exodus 19, verse number 8?
Exodus chapter 19, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. And all the people... And all the people answered together and said,
what they say?
All that the Yahweh has spoken, we will do. Moses returned the word of the people unto Yahweh the Son.
But our forefathers and mothers said, all the Yahweh say, right? We gonna do and be obedient. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 16, Mother Dear of Israel. Let's see what Yahweh did right out the gate. In the book of Exodus chapter 16, Mother Dear of Israel, see right. Let's see that Exodus 16. Let's pick up that verse number 4. Pick it up at 26 through 29. Exodus 16, verse number 4. 26 through 29, Mother D. F. Israel, C. Roy.
Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, 26 through 29. Okay. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. Then said Yahweh to Moses.
Wait.
Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my Torah instructions or no.
So Yahweh say, I want to see. Yes. Now they already said that at mouth, right?
Yeah.
All that you say, we're going to do and be obedient.
Yeah.
Verse number 26. Let's see what he put on the table to prove them, Mother dear.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, and it shall be none.
They say, I'm going to prove them concerning my Sabbath day, right? I'm going to see if they're going to serve me or no. Verse 27, come on.
27.
Yes, ma'am.
And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none.
Mm-hmm.
28. And Yahweh said unto Moses, I refuse you to keep my Torah instructions and my covenant.
Mm-hmm.
29. See, for that Yahweh has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man or woman in his place. Let no man or woman go out of his place on the seventh day.
Say, look here. You need to be focused on my Sabbath day, right? When the sun go down on Friday, the sun go down on Saturday, we should be focused on keeping Yahweh's Sabbath day, right? Isaiah 58, Mother Z Israel C, right? Isaiah 58, 12 to 14. Isaiah 58, 12 to 14. How focused should we be on Yahweh Saturday, Mother Z? Isaiah 58, 12 to 14. How focused should we be, Mother Z Israel C, right?
Isaiah 58, 12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12 to 14.
Yes, ma'am.
And they that shall be of you shall deal the old waste place. You shall raise up the foundation for many generations. And you shall be called
what?
The
repair
of the branches.
Repair the breaches.
The restore of
the restore of the past
to dwell in.
Number 13.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my righteous day.
Now he said, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, do your thing on my righteous day, right?
Right.
Please.
Righteous day.
Mm-hmm.
For the Yahweh of the
on my righteous day.
Righteous day. On my righteous day and call the Sabbath a delight.
So we supposed to call Yahweh a Sabbath day or what?
Delight.
And now we're getting heavy on the Sabbath day. Hold that point. The Sabbath day getting heavy on us, right?
What are you talking about,
Yahweh? That's why I said the book of Ezekiel. One of the GF Israel senior writers, see if I can pull out a statement in the book of Ezekiel right quick. One of the GF Israel senior writers. That's why I made the statement, I think it's Ezekiel or Jeremiah. Let me think about it right quick. See if I can pull it out. He made a statement, and I thought it was Ezekiel, but I don't see it. Give me one more second.
Into the gate of this city, king and prince,
sitting upon the throne of David,
mm-hmm.
riding in chariots and on horses. They and their prince, the men of Yahdajudah, and the inhabitants of Yahdajudah, and this city shall remain forever.
That's what I say now. If you take care of my Sabbath day, right? I'm going to prove them that they will obey me no, right? Isaiah chapter 58. Run back there, my little Zeke. Isaiah chapter 58. Let's take a look at 13 and 14. Isaiah 58, my little Zeke Israel. Verse number 13 and 14.
Isaiah 58.
Mm-hmm. Verse
13 and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
If you turn away your foot.
Then if you turn away your foot.
From the Sabbath,
mm-hmm. Luke chapter 12. 32. Of the eat Israel of seeing you run. The spirit of the flock go in.
But it is your father who fled.
He said, look here. I want to give you the kingdom, right? I want to put it in your control. Ain't that right? Right to the book of Israel. The book of St. John, chapter 9, right quick. See that St. John chapter 9. That's why I made the statement over here, Mother Z, that we all need to take heed to. If I can pull it out, in the book of St. John chapter 9, Mother Z is well on the sea, right? Let's look at verse number 4. Book of St. John 9, verse 4, Mother Z is well on the sea, right?
St. John chapter 9, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
I must work the work of him that sent me.
So Yahweh the Son say, I must work the work of him that sent me, right? Go ahead. Why are we?
Why is
this day? He said, look, I got to get busy while it is what?
Day.
While it is day. Go ahead.
The night cometh when no man or woman can work.
He said, it's going to come a time when you ain't going to be able to put in no work. You better get busy while it is day, right? The book of St. John, chapter 4. Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. St. John, chapter 4. Let's see if that's 32. St. John 4, 32 to 35. Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy.
St. John, chapter 4.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 32 to 35. See, what are the wise advice that's why the Son has for us?
St. John, chapter 4, verse 32 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 32. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of.
Good.
33.
Uh-huh.
Therefore said the disciples and followers one to another.
Mm-hmm.
Has any man brought him out to eat?
Oh, to eat. And they say, who brought him something to eat? That's to let you know where his father's mind was at, right? But let's see how your brother's son deal with the circumstances in verse 34.
34.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what the son said unto them.
What did he say?
My need is to do the will of him that sent me.
Good.
And to his work.
Gotta hold that point. Mother E. Israel, let's run to the book of Philippians right quick. He said, my need is to do the work of him that sent me and to finish his work, right? The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse number 5. Mother E. Israel, let's see right. Let's see how it is. Paul broke it down to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5.
His mind is in you. It was also in
Yahweh's
son.
He said, I got to have that mind that was in Yahweh's son, right? Other than First Corinthians. Book of 1 Corinthians. If you like to put it out, Mother Z. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 16. 1 Corinthians, verse 16, Mother Z. Israel, see you right. 1
Corinthians chapter
2,
verse
16.
Verse 16. Uh-huh. Who has known the mind of Yahweh the Son?
No. Who have known the mind of Yahweh the Father, right? Go ahead.
For who has known the mind of Yahweh the Father?
Go ahead.
That he may instruct him.
That he or she might instruct him, but But we have the mind of Yahweh the Son, though, right? We know that the Son say in St. John 7:16, Mother G of Israel. St. John 7:16, what did the Son say? That St. John 7:16, what did the Son say? What kind of mind he was working with?
St. John
chapter 7, verse 16. Mm-hmm. Yahweh's
son
answered them, saying, my doctrine,
my teaching is not mine, but him that sent me.
So that's the kind of mind he fits. Yeah, right? I can't even do the will of my father. I have a meat to eat that you know not of, right? St. John 4. We'll come back to that St. John 4, Mother G.F. Let's pick it up at 33 to 35.
St. John 3 to 35.
Yes,
33.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, says the disciples and followers one to another.
Go ahead.
Has any man brought him off to eat?
But we know that they were working with this carnal mind, right?
Yes.
All they could think about was a piece of meat, right?
Yes.
Verse 34, come on. But he, I ain't break it down to him, though.
Verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the son said unto them.
What did he say?
My meat is to do the will of him that sent me.
Go ahead.
And to finish his work.
Verse 35.
35.
Uh-huh.
Say not you, therefore.
He says, say not you, therefore, go ahead.
There are yet 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then cometh the harvest.
He said, look here. Say you not, therefore. There is 4 months. Then come the harvest. Go ahead.
Behold, I say unto you.
What did he say?
Lift up your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And look on the field.
Go ahead.
For they are ripe already. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Already too hot.
It's time to do some work, right?
Yeah.
It's time to get busy. Say, don't wait. It's time to get busy.
Right.
Let's go to the book of 2 Thessalonians. Make that a Matthew chapter 9. Mother Israel, see, right? He said, we got to work while it is day, right? Because the night is on the way, right? With no man or woman is going to be able to work. Matthew chapter 9. Mother Israel. Let's go 36 through 8, 38. Matthew chapter 9, 36 through 38. Mother Israel, see you right. Mm-hmm. Matthew 9, 36 to 38, what did he say?
Matthew chapter 9,
36. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
But when
he saw, what? Go ahead.
He was moved. Okay. Because they
fainted, go ahead.
Yeah.
He said, look here. Out of the bride, like a sheep without a shepherd, right? You know, if the sheep don't have a shepherd, they're in big trouble, ain't that right? Verse number 37, what do you say?
Yes,
they shall
give
life.
Your harvest
truly is plenty. If you look here, the harvest, plenty work out here, right? Harvest truly is plenty, but
the labor of
verse 38.
That man prayed for Yahweh. Prayed therefore Yahweh the harvest that he will send for labor in 2 years.
But it's time to put in the work, right? The word that every man and woman is going to be rewarded according to their work. Is that what we read? The book of 2 Thessalonians, Mother Z. Israel, see you right. Get that 2 Thessalonians right quick. Chapter 3. And 1:2. Verse number 5. 2 Thessalonians 3. Verse 1:2. And verse number 5. One of the fellows, Roy. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse number 1 and 2. And verse number 5. 2
Thessalonians chapter 3.
Second John 1, verse 6. What do you want us to be focused in on Mother.
Which have bone witness.
Back in John, verse 6. This man.
2 John 1. John chapter 1, verse 6.
The man.
Verse 6. And this is love.
Now, he's been to explain it to us, right? So look at this is love. What?
And this is love. That, that we walk after his Torah instruction.
Hey.
This is the condemnation.
Instruction, commandments.
And at the beginning, shall walk in it.
This is love, right? And we walk after his such a Romans, GF Israel, Romans chapter 13, because that verse number 8 through 10. Romans 13, Brother D.S. Israel of C. Reagan, verse number 8 through 10. So he says, this is love, right? That we walk out there to Torah instruction.
Romans chapter 13, 8 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no man, anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the Torah instruction.
Verse 9, come on.
For this you shall not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. You shall not cover. And if there be any other Torah instruction, it is brief. Comforting in this thing, namely, thou shalt love as yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Love working no ill to his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the Torah instruction.
And what love of the Most High is, right?
Yes.
To fulfill, to walk in his Torah instruction. First 5 books of Moses. But to us, Esdras. Mother, he is relative to you, right? Book of 2nd Esdras, chapter 2. He been 2nd Esdras chapter 2. In Israel, see right. Let's look at 34 to 37. Second Esdras chapter 2, verse 34 to 37. Mother, in Israel, see right.
Precept.
Who is this everlasting life that's going to shine on you? precept upon precept, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. What can we read? What is the everlasting light that's going to shine on you? Back to the book, Matthew chapter 12, Mother Israel. Yeah, Matthew 12. Let's think of that verse number 44. Matthew 12, 44 to 46. Mother Z Israel, see you right. Matthew 12, 44 to 46. Mother Z Israel, see you right.
James chapter 2, verse 20 through 24.
verse number 26. Let's see what we can get out of this. Not even looking at James. Hold on, mother. He's what I want in James right quick. James 2, 3. Look at James 2, 22, 24 and verse 26. Mother, he is right. James chapter 2, 22, 24 and verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but wouldn't you know, right? Obey man, obey woman. What about it? He said, look here. I want you to know that faith, you believe all you want to believe, right? If you ain't got no action with your belief, then you are dead, right?
That's right.
I just said, he said it. Verse 21, come on.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Was not Abraham, our father, justified by
works? Isn't that wasn't Abraham, our father, justified by what?
Works.
By works, right? Go ahead. When he did what?
He had offered. He had offered Isaac his son upon the altar.
Verse 22. Mm-hmm.
Our
faith wrought with his works.
He said you, our faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith.
He said the only way the Most High gonna know that you really own something if you got some action behind all that good talker you got, right? He said, wasn't Abraham justified by works, right? He said, see if you have faith mixed with works. Works was made perfect, right? Verse 23, come on.
Mm-hmm. And the scripture
was fulfilled.
Say it
what?
Abraham believed
Yahweh. Now that's a powerful statement there. Now if you could really believe Yahweh, you're going to have the what? That works if you really believe him, right? Go ahead, Mother.
And it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
Uh-huh.
And he was called the friend of Yahweh.
Verse 24.
Yes,
ma'am.
You see then how that by works a man is just a man or woman is justified.
So he said the only way you're gonna be justified, a woman or man, right?
Right.
Is by what you do, right?
Right.
Not what you say, huh?
Right.
Go ahead. And not by
faith. Oh.
Verse 26.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
What has the body without the spirit is dead.
Is it like the body without the breath? It is what? Dead, right? Dead.
So faith without work is dead also.
Well, he said just like our breathing is over, right? Anyway, if you don't have no works, mix with what you say you believe.
Bring it
out. And on that note, gonna bring back in the seal. See Israel, see you royally by saying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right.
Mosley, let's swing to Philippians chapter 2 and pick up 16 and get out of here. Philippians chapter 2. Stick around my first page.
Chapter 2, verse 15. Not being up against
going to St. John 1:14. So he kind of hold on to this word of life that we found out. See, we have to figure out a way to hold on to this guy.
Yeah.
This word of life. We got to hold on to it. Let's find out 1:14 a little bit more about it. Verse 3 and 14. 1:1. St. John 1:1. 3, 4, and 14.
St. John.
1:1, 3, and 14.
St. John. You want chapter 1 of chapter 14?
Chapter 1, verse 1, get down to verse 3 and 14.
St. John, chapter 1, verse 1, 3 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
St. John, chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh
the Father.
Yahweh the Father. And the Word was Yahweh the Father.
And the Word was Yahweh the Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with. Who was the Word with?
Yahweh the Son.
No, no. Who was he with?
Okay. In the beginning was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with Yahweh the Father.
And the Word was with Yahweh the Father.
And the Word was Yahweh the Son.
And the Word was Yahweh the Son. We can live with that. Verse 3.
Verse 3. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Mm-hmm. Verse 14.
And the Word was made flesh.
Oh, and the Word was made what?
Flesh.
So this Word was made flesh.
Yeah.
Flesh and dwell among us.
So now this Word was made flesh, and this Word lived among us. Mother Eve, what is this 5:37 behind that? Read verse 36 and 37. What it says in 5:36 and 37. His Word was made flesh. Yes, ma'am. What it says in 5:36 and 37? Mm-hmm. So, what Tom said, The only way you'll know the Father, he got to do what? He got to be the one that cleansed.
Yeah.
That's the only way you'll know about the Father, because he got to be the one to declare. Now, Mother Eve, run over to the sixth chapter. I think we can make an evil plan. We run to the sixth chapter of St. John. And we look at verse 44. They can make it plain in verse 46, 44. You can all make it plain.
Yeah,
verse 44.
Yeah.
We're going to see it make it real plain.
No man can come to me. No man can come to me. No man can come to me except the Father who has sent me. And I will raise him up at the last day.
All right, keep telling about 46, 45, 46.
It is written in the seal that they shall be all taught of Yahweh, the Father. He was every man.
Somebody's son,
every man, therefore,
that he has
heard
and has
learned
of
the Father.
Verse 46. Not that any man has seen the Father, except he is of Yahweh the Father. He has seen the Father. Mm-hmm. So, the one that we have seen, now come on back to St. John 1 and pick up verse 5 down to verse 11. Come on back to 1, 5 through 11. Let's see if we tie that all in. Go back to St. John chapter 1 and pick up verse 5. Pick up verse 4. We left off on 3. Pick up verse 4 down to verse 11. Fall out of verse 12. Let's see what we get out of this. We got 2 more minutes. 4 to 12. St. John chapter 1, verse 4 out of verse 12. Let's see. We tied it all in what we just heard.
St. John chapter
1.
4 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. In him was the life.
Yeah.
The life was the life of man.
We read that. He was the word of life, right? So he is the life. So in him, the life is in him. Right?
And the light shines in darkness. And the darkness comprehended
it. You a lot of darkness were comprehended not. Because you know a lot of darkness were not comprehended not. Hold that point. Mother. D.F. is why would the darkness not comprehended not? Go to Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Why will the dark we always have a problem understanding what we're trying to bring to the table. Can we read a little bit of that, Mother D.F. Israel? Hold you got that, Mother E. 9 through 11.
Mark chapter 4, verses 9 through 7. Verse 9. And he said unto them,
right.
He that has ears to hear, let
right.
him her ear.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him, with the 12, asked of him the parables. Verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh, unto you, them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Oh! The reason why they cannot keep up, because they are without. See, you think you can stay on that network and keep up with Thus Saith Yahweh. It's not going to work like that. You're going to have to do like everybody else did, even if your life is on the line. But if your life is on the line for Yahweh, that means one thing. Yahweh going to raise you back up. So they try to keep up on the network, and they always ran and get stuck. All the time they get stuck. Because you can't come up the way you want to come up. You got to do it the way a man got in the Bible. So that would happen. Come on back there, Mother Eve. You know, when you whip out, regardless, how much you hear is not going to stick with you. You're going to lock your wife, not going to stick with you. You'll keep you confused. But you try to do it the way you want to do it. You read over there, and Mother Yaka read in the 58th chapter, verse 12 through 14, you can't do your own thing on Sabbath day and think you get awesome information. You're always going to be confused. Unless you do it the way he got it written in his book. Come on back there, Mother Eve.
In John chapter 1, verse 7, the same comes for his vision, the vision of the light, that all men through him might believe.
So we got a man that came to bear witness of the light. So he came to bear witness of the light. He's talking about John for time's sake. So he's talking about John, he came to bear witness of the light. He knew the light was coming, so he came to talk about it, that he was coming. Go ahead.
He was not the light.
So John was not the light.
But was sent to bear witness.
But he came to talk about the light. He wasn't the witness, the light, but he came to talk about it in advance.
It was the true light.
But he was the what?
True light.
He was the true light.
Which lighteth every man.
And he'll light how many men?
Every man.
Every man.
That cometh into the world.
So, you got to come to the light to be for every man to be light. Come on, give me some more.
Verse 10. He was in the world.
He was in the world.
And the world was made by him.
And the world was made by him. Let me hold that point. Most dear of Israel, Ephesians chapter... Ephesians chapter 1. Somebody help me out. Ephesians chapter 1. This is what called Ephesians and not we stuff. Who helped pull me out of that? Ephesians 1. Thank you that most dear Bishop. That's 3 verse 9. That's what I like. Pull me out. 3 verse 9, what it say?
Ephesians chapter 3 verse.
What it say?
Ephesians chapter
3:9.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery.
Oh yeah, it's a great mystery.
Which from the beginning of the world
right.
has been hid in Yahweh the Father.
What?
Who created all things by Yahweh the Son.
Oh, so all things was created by Yahweh the Son. Come on back there, Mali.
John chapter 1, verse 10. He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
Hold that point, Mother dear of Israel, who is his own? And 15:24. The sign of 15:24, who is his own? Matthew. Who is his own in 15:24? He came unto his own in 15:24. They came Matthew. To his own. Who is his own?
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
So now we clear about who his own is, right? That's who he came to. The lost family of Israel. They were lost. That's who he came looking for them. Come on back, Mother Eve.
But as many as
received
him, to them gave he power to become sons of God.
Come on back there, Mother Eve.
Which are the sons of Yahweh. Even to them that believed on him.
Yeah, because you Israel, but you got to have some belief in it. Come on, all most of Israel, 10:22 or St. John. So you just can't say you Israel, but you got to believe. You got to believe. The men that believed on him. He came to his own, but his own was sitting around there looking out the corner of their eyes. But he said many had believed on him. Come on, most of Israel, 10:22. of St. John. Let's read a little bit.
St. John
10:22. Let's see if we start tying this in. St. John 10:22.
St. John chapter 10:22.
Listen, God.
And it was at Yahda Judah,
right,
the feast of dedication.
Right.
And it was winter.
Yes, go ahead.
23. And Yahweh the Son walking in the temple in Solomon's court.
So he came to the temple, go ahead.
24. Then came Yahda Judah round about him.
Right.
And said unto him,
what did he say?
How long doest thou make us to doubt?
How long are you going to have us to doubt? Go ahead.
If thou be Yahweh the Son, tell us plainly.
It's plain to tell us who you are, my man. Go ahead.
25. Yahweh the Son answered them, I told you, and you believe not.
Yeah.
The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me.
Go ahead.
26. But you believe not.
But you believe not. What does that sound like? What? Why do some of them believe not?
Because they are not of my sheep.
Oh, so you, otherwise because you Israel, but you can be not of his sheep, because not because you, you don't get no clear path because you Israel. But you, if you're not doing the what he got on Taylor, you're not of his sheep, read.
As I said unto you.
Go ahead.
27. My sheep hear my voice.
Oh, look what the man's saying. So you know the ones that they hear his voice. Go ahead.
And I know them.
And I know them.
And they follow me.
And they follow him. Now let's read, let's see what he do to make them follow him in 4:16. Luke, of Israel. And we'll get one more, E and St. John 7:16, had that waiting on me. So he said, the ones that's about me, they hear me. And they follow me. Well, what do he do for people to follow him about 4:16 of Luke?
Chapter 4.
So his sheep hear him and they follow him. What's going on in Luke 4:16?
Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
What did it say?
And he came to Nazareth.
Yeah.
Where he had been brought up.
Yeah.
And as his custom was. He went.
You mean he left where he was at? He went? Well.
Went into the temple on the Sabbath day.
Oh, so he went. He got up from where he was at, 70 miles away. And wherever the temple was at, he went there. See, he went. So if you up in sheep, you will went too. You will do a little went. You will do a little went when you up in sheep. Mother Z, read that 127 verse 1 of Psalms. And we'll read that 7:16. We'll shut it down from that, Mother Z. What it says in 127 verse 1?
Psalms. 127, verse 1.
Yeah, what it say?
Verse 1.
What?
Except the Yahweh build the temple.
Right.
The labor in vain.
So you labor in vain, go ahead.
That build it.
Right.
Except the Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waketh. But in vain.
So everything you're doing, if you ain't following the way Yahweh is doing, you're doing it in what kind of way, Mosey?
In vain.
You're doing it in vain. Get it, Mosey? I don't care how you do it. If you ain't doing the way he did, you said follow him, you're doing it in vain. Now, what do you say in 7:16? We'll close out with this.
St. John chapter 7, verse 16.
Yeah, what do you say?
Yahweh's Son answered
them
and
said, what did he say?
My doctrine is not mine.
He said, this ain't mine.
But he
has
sent me.
And that's the same thing we're saying. Everybody mad to steal, mad to teach us, everybody. What are we doing reading his word? If we don't read his word, he's going to take away our sweet sleep. We read his word. You cannot talk his word. You got to do his word. And on that note, over to Brother Yachtai here, pray up for the close.
Hallelujah. All right. We're ready to close out on the top part of the Yahweh Sabbath day, but you're a little sleeping. Be ready to get it again, right?
Hallelujah.
All right, Dad. So bring in Mother E. You ready for your clothes, Mother E. Israel of City Royal? Hallelujah.
Say,
you know, I thank Yahweh, Brother Seal, Brother Yada, and Brother T. Thank Yahweh for the mothers, the sisters, and the brothers. And thank Yahweh for those that are not here and praying that, you know, they find their way back with the help of Yahweh. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses of Psalm 120. In my desire, I called unto the Yahweh, and he heard me. Verse 2. Deliver my soul, myself, O Yahweh, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Verse 3. What shall be given unto you, or what shall be done unto you? Your false tongues, verse 4. Sharp arrows of the mighty, which
Jupiter.
Who is